You're listening to Just Tom on yurt.hampshire.edu. I really don't know how you'd be listening without knowing that address, but still I feel the need to tell you. I'm back. After freaking finals and I missed one show because I was soldering and couldn't leave and all that stuff. Final projects, you know. Had to get stuff done. Missed another because I was on a bus. And then that was break. So, geez, I've been gone a long time. But what's good about that is I've had a lot of time. And I've actually got two. Well, maybe I can. Yeah, I can probably show you the third. I've got three new songs that are mine that I did over break, even though I was stupid and didn't bring much home with me. Well, no, I brought a lot home with me, but I didn't bring the stuff that I normally do my music on with me, which is to say, well, it's weird, my Nintendo DS and DS10. Normally I do most of my music on that. But I got playing with GarageBand some more. And it seems really lame, but it's pretty playable because I'm GarageBand on iPad. And I've got some pretty cool stuff from that. Some sort of different styles for me. I mean, it's not, well, I should just show you, but it's not the same as I normally do. Here, this is, this is the first of them. This is when I kind of got carried away with, it's not my favorite, but it's pretty good and it's new, so. Here you go. Thank you. Okay, so that was the first of these new songs that I did. And I call that Suddenly Interesting, because suddenly it was interesting. And the reason it is suddenly interesting is because one of the main things that I forgot to bring home with me over break, even though I planned to do music stuff over break, this is so stupid, I forgot my headphones, any speakers that I could have used, and, let's see, my dubbing cable, forgot my headphone splitter. So yeah, so when I recorded all of these, I was using my mom's car audio adapter thing, like out of the headphone jack into the microphone jack on the computer. But since I didn't have a splitter, I couldn't actually listen to what I was playing while I was recording it. It was so, that's why the end of this is a bit messy. Yeah, it worked. So, but yeah, the reason it's suddenly interesting is because since I forgot all that stuff, like, all of break until right up to Christmas, I was like really wanting to do music stuff, but I knew it would sound really crappy over my like computer speakers or like lack of headphones, and it'd probably annoy my entire family playing music that doesn't sound good yet over speakers. But for Christmas, I got headphones. So literally Christmas Day, I just sort of sat down on the couch and dicked around, and well, pretty much all I brought back with me was the iPad, so I had, like, Animoog and GarageBand going. And so, yeah, I ended up making this little loop that this was sort of the background of, and then just played some improv stuff over the top of it, recorded that, just because it sounded good. Yeah, and I did a couple new things. That's kind of a different style from me. It's a little more chill than usual, but one of the things that I found that sounds really cool to me was the how you can turn down the resolution on the drums, on the drum samples in GarageBand, as well as like the low and high cutoff. So I found that if you turn the resolution down quite a bit on one of the drum kits, it gives like this really neat lo-fi sound that ends up sort of scratchy. And I actually duplicated the drum track that I made and turned the resolution literally all the way down so that I could get this thing. Let's see if I can find the position so I can show you. Where like when the drums mute, but then there's that still that lo-fi track going. I still like that. And this is also a lot slower than I usually do. It's only like 110 BPM. But I think... Yeah, that part. So that's like, that's that really lo-fi drum thing that I was doing. It sounds, I don't know, I like that effect. Yeah, and a lot of those sort of elements of what I was doing in this carried on to the next couple things that I did, except a little better because I actually planned to record it like this. I was just sort of messing around, having fun, because I hadn't done it in a while, and then I was like, well, that sounds good, I'll record it. But so the next one's also sort of that same style, new stuff for me. It's a little bit faster, but just a little, 120 BPM. Still kind of chill, but a different mood than I usually do. And one of the interesting things here is there's going to be like a lot less bass than usual, so I'm finding that sounds pretty cool too, but... Okay, so that's my second new song. I just realized I actually have a fourth that I want to show you. So, yeah, you're going to get a lot of extra. I call that one Fancy Free, just because it seemed to fit the mood of what I got out of that. I should mention this is all on my SoundCloud. I'm But You're Cool Too, one word, on SoundCloud. Yeah, free downloads, you can do it. But yeah, that's another one of these songs in this sort of different style that I've been doing. But that one's a little more structured than the last one, and I like that, because the first one that I played showcases a bit of where I was trying to do a lot more improv, and I guess that's cool, but I kind of liked like having a bit more structure and like an actual planned melody other than just sort of planned chord changes. Yeah, so I think I like this one a bit more. And it's a bit more my style. So, okay, the next one I'm going to show you is, let's see, it's on my iPod, so I have to switch inputs here. Okay, there we go. This one's neat because it's got, some weird voice samples that I did, which is pretty much, my friend Nico and I, my neighbor, we're working on some other music. Well, I guess it's just one song, but we're trying to use, like, some weird voice samples. Like, we have this track, it sounds so dumb, I should find it, show you too. Where it's just Nico going like, and then like twanged a ruler, and we're using that as like the majority of the drum line in this song he's working on. It sounds really cool, but eventually I want to try making a song that's just like samples of people yelling. And it sounds crazy, but I think that this should show that that sort of works. I've got this one sample of me just sort of screaming at the microphone. And it doesn't sound horrible. It doesn't really sound like screaming. So, but yeah, you'll see.
Thank you.
How was that? I think that's probably, well, that might be a tie for my favorite of the new stuff that I've done. But yeah, could you spot the screaming sample? It doesn't really sound like I'm yelling at it much. In case you couldn't, it's this part. Maybe? Well, I was going to play that part for you. It doesn't seem to be working. Hold on a sec. Oh, wrong input. Duh. Yeah, it sounds horrible there. But it's that part. And it's also, let's see, it's also this part. That's me yelling. I mean, it's obviously not that high-pitched. It's played through the sampler, so it's pitched up like 10 octaves, maybe 4, and I think it's down 1 in the first sample. But yeah, and I think the thing that changes this sort of stuff more from my normal style is the drums, because I was thinking about, because normally I play this electronic music on the Nintendo DS with Korg DS10, that's literally my favorite DAW. But the thing that's hard with that is the drums, because you can play them as pads, but since the screen's not too sensitive and it's not multi-touched, so you can only play one at a time, you pretty much have to sequence them or record them like in separate tracks, and you only have 6 tracks, so you can't really do that either. Versus GarageBand here, you can use literally all 10 fingers if you want to, and you've got pads, or they've got that, like, it's kind of corny, that virtual drum set thing, and they're like velocity sensitive with the accelerometers and crap. But I feel like I can be a lot more expressive with that than with like sequencing. Well, obviously, I mean, I'm actually sort of playing it. Yeah, the sample thing is definitely working pretty cool. And let's see. So that's also in this next one that I did, but this one's a really weird style for me. It's a lot darker than I'd usually do. Let's see. I'm going to have to play that live because it's not – I don't have a recording. Let me set that up. But yeah, this next one I just sort of used some samples of literally random noises. I think some of it was like someone patting the dog and like scraping something across the table. But – since it's sort of darker, that just sort of serving as like ambient weird background noise. So let me get this set up here. I guess I gotta mute everything. Okay, here goes. Thank you. Okay, so that's that. Yeah, that's called Reboot. I did record and post to SoundCloud like a version of that, but it's really hastily done and it's not what I would consider final. I did it really quickly to because I wanted to post something on New Year's before midnight. I posted it like exactly at midnight or something. I forget. But yeah. That'll be... I might change the recording that's up there just because I think I can do better. Like, it's a lot shorter than this. It's only twice. But anyway, yeah, the sort of dark feel. This one's really slow. I don't normally do really slow stuff, but somehow it seems like with more, like, possibility for expressiveness with, like, the velocity sensitivity of, the, like, the keyboard and the drums and stuff, it seems like it sort of lends itself to more slow things. And that you don't have to sample the freaking drums, or sample sequence the freaking drums into, like, I don't know, you can actually have some syncopation. Versus DS-10, like I normally use, you pretty much have to have a steady beat, and in electronic music that pretty much means, like, and it gets a little boring, you know? Yeah, you can do that slower, but it doesn't really sound... Well, it doesn't work much, especially with the sounds, which leads to... The other thing that I think about GarageBand, it's kind of like, I've got this weird, I half love it, half hate it. Like, I love the drums. I love playing the keyboards, because, like, the big touchscreen keyboard, it works pretty well, especially with the velocity sensitivity. That works surprisingly well. Like, you can play really quiet, and you can play really loud, and you can turn it off and always play loud. But what I don't like is that all the, like, you've pretty much only got presets. Even the synths, like, most of them have, like, three knobs. And I was really hoping that they'd incorporate some method of, like, importing a VST or something so you could actually play, like, another virtual instrument. That would be really cool, but I don't know how they could do that. Because I just don't feel like right now there's as much customizability. Is that even a word? There isn't much, like, personalization, I guess, of the sounds. It's all mostly preset. And so, like, I find myself using the same bass, like, preset, the same, what is it called, like, hip-hop sub-bass or something with the cutoff turned up halfway because there's only, like, cutoff and resonance knobs. Versus something like my favorite virtual synth, at least for iPad, not on, I mean, I've got a bunch of VSTs I like, but my favorite virtual synth I've got on here, Animoog, which I'm loading up right now, which is why I'm talking slow, where you have, like, or freaking Korg's IMS-20. I mean, that's about as close, well, pretty much is the same as a real MS-20 without being real, you know? So you can get a lot of different sounds out of that, and I really like that. So, I think really the solution to my creativity problem is that I need to get, like, good desktop software. Yeah, maybe this summer if I make, like, a lot of money and actually, like, fix my Windows install so it doesn't mess everything up every time you boot up. Freaking Windows. I'm running Linux, which makes music stuff difficult because there isn't much software that works. I mean, I've got a couple of VST hosts that work. And then somebody said Ableton sort of worked in Wine, but I don't think it does. I might try it, but I'd have to, I think my neighbor has a install CD. I might try that later, but I'm blabbing on, digressing. Yeah, I think that's all the new stuff I have to show. I think now I'm just going to play some maybe improv stuff in, Animoog for a bit. It's really neat. They released an update to that and you can get it on, iPhone or iPod Touch, like the small screen now, and it works like really well. Surprising, but I'll stick to the big screen. It's pretty cool what you can do now. But anyway, yeah, the rest of the show should be that. So I'll see you in a bit. Thank you. Okay, how was that? Yeah, that was just a little improv on Animoog for iPad. Yeah, I really like Animoog. It's kind of, I don't know, it's fun to play. It doesn't have the quite the same, well, it's weird. It's expressive, but like in its own way. It's expressive via like the tones because there's so much control that you have over it. And even though there's less control over the tone than there is in like more complicated things like Korg's IMS-20, which I also have. I ought to play with that sometime on here. But there's less control over the tone than that. It's still expressive through the tone because you can. It's a lot easier to like change the tones as you're playing it. And also the record overdub feature is kind of cool. The only thing that I don't like about that is that, you know, it's not a sequencer. You can't, and it doesn't record tracks. It records it all onto one track. It's just recording and overdubbing as if you were doing that same thing on like a physical cassette tape or something. But it works. I mean, it lends itself to stuff like this, but I've also just sort of dubbed it into Audacity on my computer and recorded some of that and then imported like the same way, recorded some drums in GarageBand and put that over that. And I have a track that's like that, and it works pretty good. That's sort of a different style. But yeah, this stuff, it's really fun to play this. It's a little bit, well, you just have to be careful because the overdub feature, you obviously can't undo anything because it's recorded onto this one track. So you have to be really careful to always like play everything a few times through before you overdub it. But I mean, really, heck, it's sort of, it's really free and like open. You don't have to pay too much attention as long as you know like not to play really dissonant crap unless you mean to. I mean, maybe there's an effect to that you want. I don't want it, but you might. Yeah, so that's Animoog. It's fun. And it's 7:59, so the show is over in, like, 5 seconds. Bye! Well, there's no one here, so I don't have to leave that quick. But anyway, this has been Just Tom every Tuesday, 7 to 8 on the Yurt. Yurt.hampshire.edu. You have to know that because you're listening, so it's, yeah. But still, yurt.hampshire.edu. You should also tune in to Whatever and Pizza Saturdays, what is it, 8 to 9? Yeah, Saturdays 8 to 9. That's Nico's show, my neighbor, he's cool. I'm on it, also sort of yelling in the background. I'm playing some music sometimes. We're working on a track together. Maybe we'll have it done for next show. Probably not, because it's Jan term, and I'm slightly busy, but not really. And he's doing his own stuff, so we'll see how that goes. But it should be cool if we got it done. It's that one with the sample of Nico going, eh, in it, which I explained later, which sounds cool. It's 8. It's 8 now. I have to go. Bye.